Talk about power to the people. Look to the folks in Romania. More than 500,000 Romanians took to the streets over the weekend and actually successfully pressured the government into revoking an executive order protesters believed would absolve charges against some corrupt officials. Protests continued even after Prime Minister Sorin Grindeanu killed the order. Romania has the reputation as one of the most corrupt nations in Europe, but Romanians are shedding their famous cynicism and are actively trying to fight against government corruption. Ioana Moldovan is a freelance photojournalist and writer based in Romania. Welcome to The Takeaway, Ioana.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
How long and persistent has this feeling that the Romanian government is unredeemably corrupt have people had? I mean, on the street, almost everybody talks about it, at least when I spent time in Romania. How hard is this an impression to change?
Well, if you ask Romanians, they will tell you that corruption here is endemic. From small bribes here to high corruption in politics and public office. If you put it in more simple terms, for example, a total of 1,250 officials were indicted in 2015 alone with charges of high-level corruption.
And they have managed to get this executive order to supposedly absolve charges against corrupt officials, officials who openly took property and money belonging to the people. Is this a victory? Is this something that can't be reversed?
Well, people don't see it as a victory yet. That's why they still keep taking to the streets, because they don't trust the government anymore. There is a completely lack of trust in the executive. People say that they no longer know what the government will do next. In the morning, there is one thing, one decision. In the afternoon, that decision is reversed. So they want more transparency from the government. They want every decree and every law to be put in front of the people for them to know what their government is about to do. And that was not happening in this case.
These are the largest protests since 1989, when the Soviet Union fell. I remember the fall of Ceausescu. People at that time relied on the military to be the trusted institution to force change in the government. Is there any such institution that's trusted that could work on behalf of the people to make permanent changes here?
Well, I don't think we are there yet. And we hope that we will not come to the same situation as in 1989. I was only 9 back then, so I wasn't in the streets like children these days are in the streets in Bucharest. But things are somewhat different to the 89 revolution. As I said, protesters now ask for respect, and they demand the government respect to the basic principles of a democratic society, like rule of law. And looking at the largest demonstrations, as you said, since 1989, as a Romanian, you cannot help but to feel admiration and empowerment. Most foreign media outlets ran headlines like "Power of the People." And I think this is the best summary of what has been happening in Romania over the last week. So I don't believe the people on the streets in Romania need the army. I think their pressure and what they are doing is now maybe not sufficient, but it's at the right place, and they are making their voice heard, and they are standing up and saying no more to the political class.
Ioana Moldovan is a freelance photojournalist and writer based in Romania. Thank you so much, Ioana.
Thank you for inviting me, and thank you for your attention on what is happening in Romania.